To Simply Jean Ann. I'm your host, Jean Ann Duckworth, taking you on a journey from guilty girl to empowered woman. Let's get started with the show. I'm doing a series on guilt. The introduction I entitled, Stop Calling It Guilt! Stop Calling It Guilt! Because, believe it or not, most of the time when women, when we say, oh, I feel so guilty, it isn't guilt we feel. It's fear. We're afraid of something. Most of the time we're afraid of what people will think, what people will say, or that we might do harm to somebody. In this series, I want to talk to you about why it's a problem calling it guilt. I know some of you probably listened to the first part and thought, well, what difference does it make? Guilt, fear, I can call it whatever I want. I know what the feeling is. I know what I'm talking about, that this is how I feel. When I feel this way, I say I'm feeling guilt. You say you're feeling fear. It's you know, tomato, tomato. It's the same thing. But it isn't. There are powerful problems with calling it guilt. It's a problem in society, but more important, it's a mental problem for us. It is how we view guilt, whether we realize it or not. It's how we view guilt. I love reading murder mysteries, and I've always liked courtroom shows on television, Law and Order, all of those. But this love goes way back. Way, way back. It goes back to being a little kid and going to spend a weekend with my grandmother, who the infamous Lena B was like such a different kind of grandmother. I'll tell you about her another time. But I'd go to her downtown apartment on the 14th floor, and she would pull out the sofa bed and fix it up for me, and I would sit in it. Excuse me a moment. I have to let the cat out of the room. I would sit in it, and I could watch television. And as long as I was quiet and I stayed in bed, she let me sit up and watch. And one of the things I absolutely loved watching was Perry Mason. I have watched Perry Mason off and on for years, and I have always enjoyed it. In case you don't know, and I'm not going to tell you all about Perry Mason. Perry Mason's an attorney. These shows were on in the 50s and 60s. And then it came on later, but I didn't like the later, the shows that came on later. 50s and 60s, and Perry always got his client off. There was one episode where a client was found guilty, but before she could be executed, she was proven innocent. And there was another episode where he got a client off, but in the long run, it turned out they did it, but Perry's the one who proved that they did it. That's guilt and innocence. If you watch Law and Order, there comes a point in the order part, often in the courtroom, where the jury is called upon to state their verdict. And they either find the person to be guilty or not guilty. Guilty. Guilty is something we understand in a society. It is what we declare when we feel somebody has done something wrong. Not wrong in a personal, individual sort of judgment, but wrong according to the rules and laws of society. This society has decided that this is wrong, and because of that, you are guilty. And sometimes what is right and wrong can change. If you know your Bible, there are certain things that were considered of which you could be guilty in the Old Testament, that once you get to the New Testament and things change under Jesus, it's not the same thing anymore. It's not like that. Things can change, even in our own society. there are certain things, our country. There are things, laws that used to be on the books that aren't, those things aren't illegal anymore. So, but guilt is when you are found to have done something that society or the government has declared, or even religious leaders have stated, is wrong. We do not do these things. It is not meant to be up to an individual discretion. And I mean that not in the fact that it's not for me to say you're guilty of having broken a rule and that's my opinion and I get to punish you. I don't mean that. That's not what I'm talking about here. I mean the fact that when I say I feel so guilty about something, that's according to my standards. It's all in my head and has nothing to do with how society feels. And it doesn't even go up against societal standards. By that I mean, I told the story in my introduction about the young mom who listened to a whole group of moms talk about all the vitamins they gave their kids, and she was upset because she didn't give her kids any vitamins. And she thought she had done something wrong. She felt guilty. But even that is purely a judgment call. Guilt shouldn't be a judgment call. And I'm not, I don't want to argue this. This is just a very fine area. This is the point I'm trying to make. When somebody on Law and Order is found guilty of having committed a crime, there is a penalty to be paid for having committed that crime. If you think you're guilty of doing something, you're going to try to do penance for it. And you can't. You can't because you haven't actually done anything wrong. I'm looking for what I do with it. There. Yeah. What I wrote here. By definition, guilt is an admission that we've done something wrong. But it's often not the case when we say we feel guilty. You haven't really done anything wrong. The mom who wasn't giving her kids vitamins, she hadn't done anything wrong. She was feeding them healthy meals. They were getting plenty of rest and exercise. And their doctor had never said anything about the fact of you might consider giving them vitamins. When my husband was young, I think at one point he and his brothers were, their mom was told, you might give them vitamins because they were just kind of thin kids. My husband has a really high, fast metabolism. And it was hard keeping up with them and keeping them nourished. But she hadn't done anything wrong. My friend Jen, who felt guilty because she went to the open house before her older daughter began her high school freshman year, felt guilty because they listed all these things she should have been doing all these years to prepare her daughter for high school and college and life beyond. And Jen wasn't sure she had done any of those things, and it made her feel guilty. Well, she hadn't done anything wrong. Her daughter was going to be just fine. What the things they were listing, that is just in their opinion. I guess maybe that's what I'm trying to say, is the fact that when you think you feel guilty, when somebody does something, nobody can make you feel guilty. You make yourself feel guilty. They can try and criticize you, and from that you, quote, feel guilty. End quote. And yes, I did those corny little marks with my fingers, even though I'm sitting here all by myself. I feel so guilty. Anyway, when you feel guilty about, somebody tries to make you feel guilty about that, or you do feel guilty about that, often it's just somebody's opinion. It was those mom's opinion that their kids needed vitamins. It was the other mom's opinion that her kids didn't. It was Jen's opinion that what she had been doing was just fine for her daughter, and her daughter did fine. That was a year ago. Her daughter did fine her freshman year in high school. Everything went great. It was just their opinion, the teacher's opinion. Oh, this is what you have to do. And she didn't. Not really. Guilt implies you did something wrong, and you haven't done anything wrong. We have to be very careful not to try to affix blame on ourselves, because the next thing you do is you try to make it right. And in the next episode, I'm going to explain why that is such a waste of time, a major waste of time, and an incredible source of stress and frustration for you. So be sure to join me next time as I continue to tell you to stop calling it guilt, because you're not guilty. What you really are is afraid. That's all for this episode. Be sure to join me next time. Until then, I'm simply Jean Ann Duckworth, encouraging you to stop calling it guilt and embrace the power within. I'll talk to you next time.